This goes to Dr. Ernest, ERNEST, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Dorothy Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Faustman, F like Frank, A-U-S-T, M like Mary, A-N-N like November. Date of birth 6/14/1956. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Faustman, who has had evidence of chronic kidney disease since noted back as far as April of 2024, GFR ranging between 44 and 50. However, in March of this year, the creatinine increased to 1.7, GFR dropped to 32, and April 1.75, GFR dropped to 31. Then May 29th, creatinine 1.96, GFR 27. June 5th, creatinine 1.69, GFR did come up slightly to 32. But she was also noted to having much increased proteinuria. So a consultation was made. She's having no symptoms associated with the decline in renal function currently. And she reports that she is feeling very well, no excessive fatigue, no dizziness, no headaches, no recent falls. She did start Mounjaro about 2 years ago for diabetes and did lose 130 pounds in it since she started it. Her current dose is 10 milligram weekly, and it's maintaining her weight. Also, she recently had a decrease in metformin from 1,000 milligram twice a day to 500 milligram twice a day. And she does have a known cardiac history with having a myocardial infarction when she was 58, and she's had cardiac catheterizations twice with stent placements. Currently, she sees Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, on a regular basis for cardiology. And she's been off Lasix for at least 6 months, she reports. She really doesn't need it for edema of the lower extremities. No current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no bowel changes. She is actually having some bowel changes. She is having looser stools than usual, and they are very dark in color. She denies any urinary discomfort, no cloudiness, blood, or foaminess. She feels as if she empties her bladder well. And no edema, no claudication symptoms, no neuropathy in the extremities. Past medical history, she's had uncontrolled hypertension, which started when she was around 19 years of age. She has coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, previously not well controlled, but currently it is well controlled, hyperlipidemia, degenerative arthritis, chronic hyponatremia, usually 127 to 128, and that's for many years, history of myocardial infarction when she was 58 years old, chronic low back pain, anemia currently, and arthritis. Past surgical history, she had a right total hip replacement in 2016. The cardiac stents were placed in 2014 and then again in 2024. She's had multiple left knee surgeries for pigmented VIVOLLNOVOD-LAR. Synovitis. It's S-Y-N like November, O-V like Victor, I-T-I-S. And the surgeries were in 1983, 1984, 1986, 1995, all on the left knee. And the last surgery in 1995, there have been no recurrence of the problem since that time. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes or use vaping. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, and she's a retired registered nurse. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, stroke, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia, and thyroid disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to nadolol, it's N like November, A, D like David, O-L-O-L, and B, venom. Medication, she's on Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Mounjaro, 10 milligram weekly, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Brilinta, 60 milligram twice a day, carvedilol, currently 25 milligram twice a day, and that's a decrease from 50 milligram twice a day for many years before that. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Losartan is 100 milligram daily. Prozac, 20 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain. Magnesium oxide, 500 milligram, 2 daily. And no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used for pain. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight 149 pounds. Pulse is 68 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, teeth in very good condition, midline uvula, clear drainage. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, without lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, normal bowel sounds times 4. Soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Sensation is intact in her feet and ankles and lower legs. Pulse is 2+, and brisk capillary refill. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Lab studies. Most recent labs were done June 22nd, 2026, and the creatinine was 1.84, and that's GFR of 29. The intact parathyroid hormone. That is normal at 31.2. Protein to creatinine ratio in the urine is elevated at 4.21. Calcium is 8.9. Albumin, 4.1. Phosphorus was 5.5. Creatinine, 1.84 with the GFR of 29. Urinalysis was negative for blood with 1 plus protein. Hemoglobin is 10.7, normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. We also have a kidney ultrasound and bladder, which was done 6-1 of 26. Right kidney, 10.6 centimeters, no cysts, masses, no stones, no abnormalities noted. Left kidney, 10.4 centimeters, no abnormalities noted. The bladder was normal in appearance. No ascites was noted. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease stage 4, currently with a rapid progression over the last 6 months of unknown etiology, and two, difficult to control hypertension for many years. We've asked the patient to continue her metformin currently as long as the bicarbonate levels in her labs stay in the normal range, and she's having no symptoms associated with metformin at this time. And so far, it is helping her keep blood sugar stable. We will schedule her for a renal Doppler study to rule out or to find renal artery stenosis. She will continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She would like a renal dietitian consult after some of these studies are back. We will probably arrange that after her follow-up visit, which will be scheduled within the next 4 to 6 weeks. and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.